On this episode of Documento, I'm speaking with Jaden Gross, an entrepreneur that I've been following for quite a bit amount of time. So Jaden, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I wanted to talk about your journey in entrepreneurship and specifically things like perseverance, developing an iron will. And the first question I have for you, Jaden, is to ask you, what's the number one trait that you think someone needs to be successful in this career path in entrepreneurship?
I think humility is required for success more than anything else, because there's going to be times where, and it's so funny, I have to give my friend who I just actually became great friends with, Brett Knudsen. He's the founder and CEO of Hive. And it's a social network, incredible platform. If you guys haven't heard about it, definitely check it out. But he said something to me that was so prolific and profound that it really is kind of making me want to answer this question through the humility, which is, you know, everybody has blind spots, and they're called blind spots for a reason. You don't know what they are. And the more you try to understand them, the further you're blind. So one of the things that I think humility does in regards to trying to become successful is it allows you to reduce the amount of blind spots you have, because you're more open and receptive to feedback. And this is something that Ty talks a lot about in his 67-step program, the Eulerian Destiny concept. One of the four things that you need in order to understand what you should be doing in life is asking people for their feedback about you and being open-minded to whatever criticism comes your way. And the reason on why success really does require humility is because there's going to be points in time in your business where things are going to break. You're not going to understand. As an entrepreneur, you're going to be forced to want to control the situation, but that's the last thing you should do. You should just try to be open-minded, try to be humble, obviously persevere through any hardships and challenges and obstacles that come your way. But truthfully, it's really about just being humble. A lot of people, when they get their first taste of success, they're so over the top with how much success they actually feel they have that it actually reduces their focus that got them to the point of success in the first place. So, you know, if I were to say, if there's one thing that will help any entrepreneur, no matter what industry you are, no matter what age you are, no matter what demographic or background you come from, it's just being humble, learning to listen to those who maybe don't have the wisdom or maybe don't have the experience, but are willing to give you their opinion, and feeling like they're being heard is honestly what builds such great relationships. Just being an ear to some people and genuinely listening to what they have to say, even if you don't learn anything, let's say you already know everything that somebody is going to be giving you feedback on, it's still a good idea to be humble anyways, because now you're transferring that energy to get reciprocated that same level of listening, right? Like, if I want to listen to somebody and I expect them to listen to me the same way I listen to them, it's ridiculous to expect them to do it first without me trying to put a good foot forward. So humility, definitely a number one thing for me.
I love that. And I think that trait is going to push you forward in many times where you're feeling down and those obstacles are piling up and you just want to give up. All those entrepreneurs out there really need that, you know, push forward. And I wanted to ask you, as a good segue, you know, when things are not working and you felt before in your journey, you know, in the past year or so, how far you've come, what has been the thing that's pushed you forward? How do you get back on it and just keep fighting and developing an iron will?
Understanding that there's no other choice. I mean, so many people get emotional with their businesses or their products or their services. And when it doesn't work out, they want to quit because they're so sentimental about what happened, right? But unfortunately, business is kind of cold in that way, where it's really black and white. You either have a good product that people want or you don't. You have a good service that people want or you don't. And unfortunately, like I said before, people get way too sentimental way too quickly when something hasn't even proven itself yet in the marketplace. So for those of you guys right now who are listening to this and you're experiencing, you know, tragedy or, you know, consequence or tribulation in your journey, understand it's inevitable. Understand it's always going to be repeating itself. So in my eyes, it's infinite. And that infinite consequence that you're going to endure, overcoming obstacles, overcoming challenges, it's just going to make you stronger. That's really what entrepreneurship is all about. It's not about reducing the amount of challenges you face. It's about becoming stronger, so much to the point where people look to you to solve their problems and they're willing to pay money in exchange for their time. So that's genuinely what I would say is, you know, for me, I mean, recently we just had a tragic failure, right? We acquired a PR firm, and one of our main editors that assists us with actually publishing the written content to these publications had a cardiac arrest literally the day before we were supposed to publish like hundreds of different articles, and Lily was comatose and still is in a coma to this day. And so now it not only left our clients in a bind because they paid us for a service that they deserve, but it left us in a bind because we dedicated so much of our resources and our kind of accountability to that one person. And now we're suffering the consequences just because of a medical, accident or, random occurrence. So just goes to show you need to be prepared for any situation. And I think that's what causes entrepreneurships to fear rejection and fear failure is they want the easy way out. They don't want to have to prepare for the hardest things. And that's what entrepreneurship takes. You have to prepare for the absolute most unimaginable circumstances, because whether or not you think it's going to happen, it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. I mean, they say the average business, if it's a great business, gets sued every 7 years. And if you look at that, you'd think, well, how is it possible for a great business to get sued? It's not an if, it's a when. It's because there's anybody can sue for anything. And that's the craziest thing is, you'll learn as you grow as an entrepreneur that things happen for a reason for sure, but also certain things seem to have absolutely no explanation. And that's the reason on why I say you need to be able to persevere. You need to have an iron will. You need to not be Superman and build your Justice League, because there's going to be times where things come your way and you alone cannot handle it yourself. You need to be able to, count on your team, count on your friends, count on your family. So in business, the number one tip I can give to people who are struggling right now is just impose upon your friends and family. That's what they're there for. You really need to ask for help and be vulnerable, because that's what creates the relatability that everybody seeks, right? Everybody, and this is so funny, I was talking about this with Brett last night, everybody is alone in the world. And we're constantly looking at everybody's highlight reel and comparing it to our bloopers. I mean, you go on Instagram, you go on Facebook, you go on YouTube, and it's super polished, super edited, super over the top, right? And people think that that's a normal life for these influencers. And it's crazy because a lot of these influencers are now my friends or clients or both. And I see right through it. And I go, man, why do you do that? Like, you guys are the influencers of the next generation. You guys are responsible for what every adolescent 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old on YouTube is going to think. And you guys are portraying the wrong thing. And sure, that's what the trend requires for you to get the massive amount of attention, for you to make a lot of money. But that's where I have a little bit of difficulty sometimes is, do I really want to trade my ethics and my morals and my, understanding that I'm literally setting an example for people for times to come in exchange for money? And that's usually what I don't do. I am a very, very strong believer in just supporting what you think is the right thing to do for the greater good of people. And if there's anything that requires, more of you and you can't specifically fulfill it yourself, count on other people. That's why building a team is so incredible. And that's why having a business is so incredible, because you can automate it and delegate it and facilitate it. And there's just tons of things that, we can obviously chat about, but I don't want to.
That was fantastic. For the viewers, Jaden gives these tips out all the time on social media. So I think a good way to conclude is to tell viewers where they can find you online.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you guys haven't yet followed me on Instagram, it's literally just my first name. It's at Jaden, J-A-I-D-E-N. Pretty simple. I haven't been posting very frequently recently just because I've been very hands-on in our PR firm with hiring, doing podcasts, interviews, and stuff like that. And I'm going to be launching a podcast called Behind Bars, where I'm actually going to be interviewing entrepreneurs who have gone to jail or who have battled the court system or have overcome massive enduring hardships, and how that moment in time really shaped their mindset on freedom and really what it means to them as an entrepreneur. So definitely stay tuned for that podcast. It'll probably turn into a video form of YouTube channel as well. So stay tuned for that. And if you guys have any other questions, add me on Snapchat. It's A-L-T-R-U-I. First half of altruism is altrui. That's why I call it myself. Facebook. I mean, literally, if you guys have any questions, reach out to me, or obviously Alex, he's a great, point of contact for me as well. Cause I do get busy from time to time. So
of course. No, Jaden, thank you so much for this interview. It's been fantastic, man.
You're welcome. You're very, very welcome.
All right. Take care.
Take care.